Welcome to Tiger Bites, the Tiger Tactics podcast, where we ask 10 questions of leading attorneys in the United States about what drives their firm forward. Today, your host is Billy Tarasio.
Hi, this is Billy Tarasio from Tiger Tactics, and today we have a great episode. But before we get started, a word from our sponsors. Successful lawyers are a different breed. Successful lawyers spend their time and think differently than everyone else, and they recognize that they need other people to succeed. Others who are doing bigger, better, and faster things than they are. No lawyer gets ahead in this world without help, and it isn't self-help we need, it's help from others. There's no reason to practice law in isolation. The Mastermind Experience by attorney John Fisher will give you the opportunity to be in a group of like-minded, achievement-oriented lawyers who dramatically leverage each other's successes to do things that would otherwise be impossible. For more information, go to mastermindexperience.com. If your law firm feels out of control or you don't know how to achieve growth and predictability within your practice, you need to know about modern law practice. Modern Law Practice is designed to optimize law firms with coaching and implementation of best practices of everything from technology to data to financial modeling, culture, management, and more. Don't wait for your firm to start bringing you peace and prosperity. Contact www.modernlawpractice.com today. If you want to build your brand and get your firm noticed in the community, social media marketing can be your tool to dominate the local market. But too many lawyers and agencies treat social media marketing like not just another place to spend money, and that's just wrong. At FirmFlex, we can show you the way to build your brand the right way on social media. Want to grow your brand the right way on social media? Get FirmFlex.com. Hi, this is Billy Tarasio here with the Tiger Bites podcast, and today I am so happy to be joined by Megan Xavier.
Hi, Billy.
Hi, Megan. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
This is super fun because I have been on your podcast where you were the host. And Megan has an amazing podcast. If you want to plug that for a minute, that would be cool.
Yeah, I have a podcast called Lawyers Gone Ethical, and we talk about all things legal ethics, which often ventures into law practice management and business practices and how they relate back to being a good steward in law and keeping yourself out of bar trouble.
It's a fantastic podcast, and I highly recommend that you all go check that out. But, you know, Megan has such an interesting story, and she was one of the first readers of Tiger Tactics and was really helpful and instrumental in helping to create what it is today. But the other really cool thing about Megan is how she practices and how she manages her work-life balance.
Yeah, I don't know what the right word is to describe how I manage my work-life balance. It's different, but I make it work and I try and have a real life.
Yeah, so talk to me about that. What does real life look like? And what does work look like?
It's all one. It's all one big ball of wax. There's not a whole lot of separation. And it's messy. And sometimes it's chaotic. But it's insanely rewarding. And it's exactly the life that I've designed for myself.
Okay, which is so I love that important. So much, because so many of us, when we opt into law, feel like we have to become part of a machine and that you can't design a career that works for you in your life. And you've done exactly that. And you have four kids, right?
I do.
And I have four kids and largely did the same thing, like decided right away that this wouldn't work. This machine of law wouldn't work with the family I wanted to have.
And so I feel like you figured that out way sooner than I did.
Well, I don't know. I never know if I've actually figured it out. So please tell me, how do you know if you figured it out?
Well, I'm really happy each day that I get up that this is the life I'm walking into. And that wasn't always true. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when I say you figured it out sooner than I did, I think I banged my head against the wall of the machine for like 8 to 10 years before I realized, and I didn't realize, oh, I can design my own. I went, screw this, this isn't working. But then I tried a whole bunch of other stuff before I actually figured out how to make this work. So I feel like I was a little bit of a slow learner, but I've recently had a couple of times that triggered old memories of when it wasn't a balance. So I just wanted to share like one story in particular, which those of us around 40 can appreciate this. Younger folks, I think, won't even get it at all. Mm-hmm. But I was a new associate at a New York firm, you know, the dream job kind of place. And cell phones were new. So that's why I say, like, not everyone's going to get this. It wasn't really a thing to have a cell phone yet. And I had one that was new to me. And I think my then boyfriend, now husband, was the only person that I knew had the number. And I must have put it down in some paperwork at work. Mm-hmm. Like, oh yeah, I asked for a cell phone, right? Or probably didn't even call it a cell phone, whatever it called it. And I was shopping on a Saturday at a Walmart with my mom, and that phone rang. And I was like, what is that? I'm like, oh, it's this. Who would be calling me? And it was a partner mm-hmm. at the firm. Basically, now I recognize asking me to go do some work mm-hmm. on Saturday. Mm-hmm. But I'm standing there in the middle of a Walmart being like, I don't understand why he's calling me.
Right.
Like, okay, that's great. I guess I'll do this Monday. Like, I didn't get it. But that was the expectation. That's the firm that I later had a review that said I was giving the impression to people that I was protective of my weekends and didn't want to work on the weekends. And I was like, yeah.
Yep.
Apparently I'm understood, you know, again, not really recognizing like this was a problem from the law firm culture side. And that was my very first job. And I had two more after that. And I was in firms for a long time, but it did take over my life. And the culture was you give up everything to be a lawyer. And the only prize that you're supposed to be seeking is partnership mm-hmm. and not just income partner, but equity partner. Like, this is the world. And after my first child, it just wasn't working for me. And I had been gunning to be a partner by 30, which was completely doable at the time. And then I had her and derailed completely. But now, like, it's, you know, many years later, I'm 41, and I left full-time law practice in a firm when I was 29. Mm-hmm. And now I've designed something where I get up in the morning and I make my list for the day. And it's a mishmash of get kids to hear, you know, meeting at school, consultation, prepare for court, you know, it's all one big list because they're not two separate places I go anymore.
Right. Right. And you have taken this concept, I think, to a whole nother level. You're licensed and practice in California, right?
Right.
And you live in Georgia.
Georgia. Yes.
And your office is at home.
Mm-hmm. Yep. My commute's to the bottom of the stairs.
Wow. And so, okay. So what are the downsides of this type of arrangement?
Well, like others who work exclusively from home will probably say, it's hard sometimes to shut off work. Mm-hmm. And so you know, I come down the stairs from putting laundry away and I'm like, oh, check my email. Mm-hmm. It's right there. Mm-hmm. Right. And it's hard sometimes to remember to shut off. Also, because there isn't a big divider between work and home. It's not like I feel like, oh, I put in my 8 hours at my desk today. I can be done. I'm constantly feeling like I should check back in or make sure no one thinks I just left for the day at 1. So it's hard sometimes to remember that work needs to have its place that doesn't completely take over family time. But I do have 4 kids who are really good at reminding me.
Right. Exactly. They kind of make their needs known. And it mm-hmm. sounds like the way you practice is kind of the way you parent. You know, you don't really get to turn off and on, like you can try to segment time, but you're always a parent mm-hmm. and you're always a lawyer. Like your business always needs you.
Exactly. And so you have to set the boundaries, which are sometimes hard. I've gotten better over the years. And I think even my 2 oldest kids will attest to that I have gotten better. My oldest has a really hard time giving me compliments, but even she would probably admit, but it is really hard. And I have to take measures. Like I put my computer in sleep mode at a certain point in my day. It's not a certain time of day or whatever, but just there comes a point in my day where I'm like, okay, I have accomplished what I need to do today. And if anything else happens later, I'll check before I go to bed. But if I put it in sleep mode, it just takes another 30 seconds to check things. And that extra 30 seconds it's going to take me will hinder me. So I will more likely walk right past it.
Right.
I also close the office door when I like there comes a point in the day where I will close the door and just be like, it gives me pause. Mm-hmm. Doesn't necessarily stop me from going in, mm-hmm. but it gives me pause that like, this isn't just open for me to walk right up, check that email. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. you have to make it hard for yourself.
Yeah. I think you're right, because it takes so much discipline to do what you do, to work from home and to balance all of your responsibilities. Because when we're working, we're getting like constant feedback that tells us we're accomplishing things, or we feel like that. You know, when we open an email, we've accomplished something. When we, you know, when we check our computer, when we, whatever it may be, and we don't get the same type of feedback where, or at least I don't, when the laundry is put away.
It's not quite the same level of satisfaction.
No, it is not.
And no one leaves you a favorable Google review because you put the laundry away, you know?
Great. I feel like we should figure out how to elicit compliments from our kids a little more.
Instead of just reaching the point of frustration when you yell at all of them, or, okay, I yell at them to appreciate me more than I did something for them.
Right. We've started a compliment game, because we were on a road trip recently. It's summer. So a compliment game where everybody has to say something they're grateful for with everybody else, you know? So I like that. We'll see if that works. I don't know.
It's good practice anyway.
It is good practice. And the work-life balance, I think, is just always something that we're striving for. And it's always changing. Like you're on not just a balance beam, because a balance beam is linear, but like moving targets
constantly. And I'm constantly learning. Like I think you asked me, like, you know, when at what point like you have it figured out or whatever, you've achieved it. I don't think I ever really have, but I try and get better. So for example, we go rock climbing. We belong to a rock climbing gym, and now my older kids have started the aerial silks class at this gym. So we are spending more and more time there. I have terrible cell phone reception inside this gym. I don't know why. It's just one room, but I tried to have a work call in there recently. It wasn't a planned work call, but it came up. And I was telling you earlier before we got online that I try not to do things last minute for calls, because I like to plan quiet time activities. Like I know that this is a good time for a call. Mm-hmm. But I had this thing pop up, and so I had to take it outside, and I had two of the kids outside with me. One fell and was crying. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is why I don't do this. But so now that I know that we're there more regularly, more often, okay, that time is completely blocked. Even if I'm not climbing, I can't be worrying about email or calls. Doesn't work inside that gym. Mm-hmm. So like I have to evolve and learn that there are certain things like that where, okay, I'm now carving out this time, not part of my workday anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. And I have to be kind to myself in remembering that that's okay. You know, the kids are only young for so long. There will come a point where I'm alone in that gym. And so, you know, for now, the time we're there, just carved out of my workday.
How do you know when you've done enough in your business or for work?
It's a good question. I try and prioritize each day what actually has to happen that day. Mm-hmm. And I try and do that without them being fires. So like if I have something due next week, and today on my list is to have a rough draft done, it's not due tomorrow, you know, so I try and plan things that way. And if I set it out with the mindset in the morning, this is just what must be done today, and I finish those things, then today I'm good. Mm-hmm. There's always more I could be doing. Mm-hmm. But I try and look at it on a daily basis, because otherwise when I don't do that, and there are definitely times I don't, I get so overwhelmed because there's just 50,000 things I should be doing. Mm-hmm. And with growing my business and changing things about how I operate, that will never end either. Mm-hmm. But I try and keep things a little bit in perspective, like, okay, if it doesn't get done this quarter, it could be done next quarter. It won't make a big difference. But if I'm not at this practice, or he doesn't get to play this sport this time because I tell him I can't take him because of work, that's going to matter more. And so I try and look at the long-term consequences of each thing to try and figure out when is that enough met.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, that is fantastic advice. Thank you so much, Megan, for being on the show today.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I really, really appreciate it. It's been great. And there's so many other things we could talk about, but unfortunately we only have 15 minutes. I'd like to have you back another time to talk about so many other topics if you're open to it.
I would love to. And I love the book. And so there's so much to talk about out of it.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to Tiger Bites, the Tiger Tactics podcast. If you have read Tiger Tactics and want to be a guest, please visit Amazon.com to leave a review or go to TigerTacticsBook.com to join our mailing list.